Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think that Kelly Olynyk is like, please get me out of Detroit. Please, Jimmy. Please. I can't hear you, Leroy. You're on mute. Still on mute. There you go.
I think they're friends and they had dinner together. That's it.
Nah. Interesting. Interesting. I don't know. They look pretty chummy. JFig, you got these photos of Jimmy and Kelly Olynyk?
Social media got by just fine without me when I was playing. Because guess what?
What's that? Look at that. That's a good time they're having right there, Leroy. Mm-hmm. Kelly Olynyk and Jimbo.
When my friends would come down after we didn't play together, we would always go out and party and eat. That didn't mean I wanted to play with them. That means they were my friend.
Well, all right, maybe Jimmy's not recruiting Kelly Olynyk, but do you think that Kelly Olynyk is asking Jimmy to get him out of Detroit?
No.
You don't think he's saying, listen, how about this?
Hey, here's the call. Hey, Jimmy, I'm in town. You want to go chop it up and have some food? Sure.
He goes, that's what it. You mean you, Peter Pan?
Why y'all read into everything?
I don't know. I'm just checking it out. You know,
they could be friends. You could be friends with somebody.
I understand. They love him. They call him doggy. You know, they love Kelly Olynyk.
I think this is good news for the Miami Heat, though.
Really?
Yes. If we do bring in Kelly Olynyk, he's going to be able to take all the dribble handoff reps while Bam's at the three-point line, spotting up.
It would be like the opposite of what would happen.
Ready to go.
Because this guy's going to go out there and he's going to shoot.
Kelly Olynyk in the corner, and Bam will be doing the dribble handoff.
Nah,
I can't
go wrong.
Through another season of Kelly Olynyk, dude. He frustrates me to no end because he is king of the 1-for-9, and then every once in a while, he'll sprinkle in like a 7-3-pointer game.
Yeah. It's my guy. Though he did wear a hat to his wedding. So.
He did wear a hat to his wedding.
Very strange. Usually hats are reserved
for
people.
You think, let me ask you this. All right, let's have an honest talk about this, though. Do you think that Kelly goes, listen, you don't want Duncan Robinson on that team anymore. Just tell Spo. KO's ready to come back, baby.
Dang, Spo for, Duncan for Kelly Olynyk?
I don't know. They look like they were scheming.
Are they in a cellar? Where exactly are they? They are definitely.
The Heat need another big next to Bam. They do. I don't know if I want it to be Kelly Olynyk. I don't know if I want that. I'm just saying, you know, that's.
I wouldn't say it's amazing.
Right. Hit the ID here, Marcos.
This is WAXY Miami, WSFS HD2 Miramar, the home of Tobin and Leroy, Jim Rome, Hawk and Crowder, the Miami Heat, and Inter Miami, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I do think Kelly Olynyk should have worn that Peaky Blinders hat at his wedding and not the baseball cap. He would have looked better.
Well, if it isn't the Peaky Blinders.
Who was the dude who had the Peaky Blinders cleats last week?
Was it Gabe Davis?
Yes. Oh, those were cool. I love that. That was awesome.
I'm going to look at his cleats every week.
By order of the Peaky Blinders.
Now, he's not allowed to wear those during the game, though, right?
Huh. That sucks.
No.
He can only wear them during warm-ups?
No, they have 1 week. Remember, they have 1 week.
You can do it. My cleats, my cause. Yeah, they do that. But I think you can't wear them during the game. I think you can wear them during warm-ups. And that's it.
You can't.
So silly.
That is silly.
Dude.
So much money. Like when they go to Bezos and just Roger, I'm just like, greed. There is greed on the television.
For sure.
Just money. You think Bezos is asking him, he's like, yo, hey, Raj. Because you call him Raj, just like Russo does. Hey, when are we getting the Snyder out of there so I can buy Washington? Huh? When are we doing that? You know old Bezos wants himself a team.
Does he?
Oh, come on, dude.
Yeah, all the rich people want
a team. Yeah, he wants a team.
Wouldn't that be a conflict of interest?
I don't know. That's a good question.
You own a football team that's paying your company.
I kind of feel like all of
your
Bezos'
company's paying yourself.
I feel like all of Bezos' wealth is a conflict of interest.
Hmm.
Really?
He owns everything. Everybody needs him.
Yeah.
It's all a conflict of interest.
Would that mean all of his team's games would air on Amazon Prime in addition to wherever they air?
Good question. I don't know.
That's accessible.
No, because you need a local television deal.
Huh. Man.
Like every team has a local deal.
He has more money than TV.
let's see. Caleb, what's going on, man? How are you? Caleb.
Yeah.
What's up, man? How are you?
Oh, man, I'm good. Is this Tobin? Am I on the show?
You're on the show,
buddy. You're on the show.
Where are you from?
Hey, guys, look, I just want to call in and I want to tell y'all how good a job you're doing. And I think Marcos had a call out yesterday. Marcos and the boys. I want to say what's up, J-Fig and the boys this morning. But I was excited to get a call in and tell you guys how much I appreciate the show. I'm kind of I'm a refugee. I've never been big into the NFL because I don't have a dog in the fight. Mm. Okay, I'm from Alabama. I'm an Alabama fan for life. Roll Tide. Sorry, Tobin. I know you. You have a few comments about Alabama.
I have. That's true.
Sometimes when we refer to Miami and stuff, but no, man. I made a decision that whenever Tua got drafted, I said wherever he goes, I'm going to be a fan of him. And I feel like I'm connected to the team now, regardless of what happens with Tua. You know, I've fallen in love with the team, with Mike McDaniel, and finding y'all's show was awesome, especially since old Leroy. Leroy, I'm sorry I didn't know a whole lot about you, but I've got my best friend's a Browns fan, and I got another good friend that's a Browns fan that he's also a big-time Michigan fan from Michigan.
Oh, wow.
So that kind of gave us connection there, brother. It was pretty awesome.
That's awesome, dude. Appreciate the call, Caleb. Wow.
Much, much nicer than Indiana Rasta's call.
I missed yesterday, by the way, on Twitter when the guy called him Indian Roaster.
Yes.
This is true.
Put it on.
I missed it, though, JV. We got a bunch of comments today. I can't tell, sometimes I have to black it out because it's you know, just Schmeathen telling us that everything sucks. So,
it's true.
You know, sometimes I got to block out the noise. That's how it goes. Speaking of the noise, Sean Payton. He had a thing or two to say. Whoa! What the hell just happened, Marcos? Are you all right?
Whoa! Whoa! Black Hawk down!
I'm lashing out.
What just happened?
Are you okay? Marcos just took a dive.
And I'll do it again.
That was scary. I didn't like that.
I'm sorry. Now it's like tank.
What happened?
Well, you look busy with that. You know, we'll get to the Sean Payton stuff later. We got to get to Robbie anyway.
Oh, Robbie.
Yep. That's exactly what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
Frog Scocks.
Did my best.
You know what's scary? You guys said Robbie, and he literally just sent me a message as you said his name.
Really?
Yes, it's terrifying.
That happened to me one time. I was recently talking. I was looking somebody up. I was looking at them on Twitter, and they called me as soon as I was doing that. And I was like, whoa, that was kind of weird. I was like, you think they knew?
That's weird.
I don't like that.
They work for the cell phone companies. I mentioned one thing around my phone. I get ads for the next 3 weeks.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. The worst.
There we go. Bezos.
God, he's back.
You think Bezos just goes, you want me, Roger, to put out wish list?
Okay. He's Russian?
Yeah. What was that? What are you doing?
Dude, he looks Russian. He looks like he's got just...
No,
he looks like a movie villain. What are you talking about?
Can I ask you a question? How many bald Russians you know? The one thing I know about Russians, they got some hair.
Mm, what about Gorbachev? Boxed in.
Boom.
Yep.
He wasn't bald.
Gorbachev was bald. Didn't he have the things?
Dude, I'm telling you, Marco, she just did it willy-nilly without knowing the truth.
Sorry,
and you don't know how this man operates by now?
That's true.
What's his first name?
I'm distracted. Sexy Sauce 561.
Gorbachev, bald as hell, and he's got that landmark on his head.
He wrote frog splash when my camera fell.
We'll get Robbie's best 7 plays of the week. We'll get to that Sean Payton sound before the end of the hour, as he had some thing or two to say about thing or two. And more coming up. More shenanigans after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game.
That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for our Friday tradition. Our favorite little degenerate pops on here, goes over the world of football, and tells us what our best seven plays are of the weekend. Hello, Robbie!
What's up, guys?
How are you this morning?
How'd you do last week?
How'd you do last week, Robbie?
Last week, 3-4-1. We're still 500 of the seeds and 10-10-1. No, some, that overtime bad beat with Pitt and Tennessee, but we're going to bounce back.
All right. We're going to bounce back. We're going to get it going. What do we got for number one, Robbie?
All right. 3:30 on ABC, on Fox, BYU at Oregon. Oregon is a 3.5-point favorite at home. Now, I don't know if you guys were up. You guys probably weren't up, but BYU beat Baylor last week. It was a 3-overtime game. The game ended like at 1 in the morning. You guys probably didn't see it.
I did not.
Last year, BYU played 5 Pac-12 games. 5. And they won them all. They won every single one. They went 5-0. The line is only like this because you got a Power 5 team in Oregon. They're at home. And BYU's not a Power 5 technically. And that's why they're the road. But Oregon's 25th. BYU's 12. But Oregon's giving 3.5 points. And Oregon, they're still shell-shocked from a couple weeks ago when they took that spanking against Georgia. And
they got shell-shocked, dude?
Yes. It's 2 weeks. Like last week didn't do anything. They played an FCS cupcake last week. They didn't do anything for them. They're still psychologically not right. And they still got Bo Nix at quarterback. And why do we keep laying 3.5 points with Bo Nix? Makes no sense. Give me BYU outright.
All right. BYU, the Cougars. What do you got, number two, Robbie?
Zach Wilson's. All right. This is an interesting game. You got Pitt traveling on the road to Where's Waldo Stadium in Kalamazoo, Michigan, taking on Western Michigan. Western Michigan is a 10-point underdog. Now, I don't know if you guys have noticed this trend, but there's been a lot of ACC teams that have been traveling to these schools.
I have noticed that.
None of the favorites have covered. The only cover was UNC, technically, because they were underdogs against Appalachian State. But you got the sense that they barely got out of there alive.
That's right. The chopper.
Kind of like they only beat Georgia State by a touchdown. That's UNC. We had North Carolina State. They barely got out alive against East Carolina. And then you have an instance like Virginia Tech where they didn't get out alive. or when they lost to Old Dominion. And so, and you got Western
Old
Michigan.
Dominion?
Yeah, Old Dominion beat Virginia Tech, first game of the season.
Hmm.
Second time it's happened, by the way, like the past 4 years. This Western Michigan team beat Pitt last year in Pitt with the great Kenny Pickett at quarterback. Western Michigan went on the road and beat him last year.
He's got tiny hands.
Yeah. And now this year, Pitt, they met Keenan Slovis. He might not go. They might be playing with their backup quarterback. And I don't know if you guys watched that Pitt-Tennessee game. He was very shaky. Like, they did not want him to throw the ball. They were basically running it until they absolutely had to. And they still got to overtime and lost, but that quarterback wasn't doing him any favors. And look, Western Michigan getting 10 points. I think Pat Narduzzi, he's going to have to call that chopper because he's going to need it. He's going to barely get out of there alive.
Wow.
Get Western Michigan to the 10 points.
By the way, is your microphone behind your head? What's going on there?
No, this microphone doesn't do anything. This is my microphone. I need another contraption for this microphone to work.
Get it closer, dude. We got into some echo there. There you go.
All right.
Much better.
Yeah, there you go.
Number three, Robbie.
All right. Nevada at Iowa. The total is sitting at 39.5.
What?
That's the total.
All over the world.
Yeah, well, Iowa's a very interesting thing to watch. The Iowa in the game is a 24-point favorite, which is
they can't score.
What?
They're five carp? Yeah, they're 24-point favorites.
They haven't scored 24 points this year.
They scored 14 all season.
You want to know why it's five carp, Marcos? That line is fishy. That's why. Just so you know.
Thank you. I was wondering.
All right.
Can you ask him about piss whistle?
Robbie, have you ever heard of the term piss whistle? Because I describe. Okay. I described that throw that. I described that Justin Herbert as having a real piss whistle when he had that throw with his broken ribs yesterday.
Yeah.
Down the middle. It was a real piss whistle. And these guys have never heard of it.
Robbie, you ever heard of that?
No, I hadn't heard of that.
Robbie hasn't heard of that.
Well, maybe I did make it up. Give Cameron Harris a nickname last year nobody had heard of. I called him the Ice Man, the Ice Truck. And like nobody's like, what the hell's the Ice Truck?
That's right.
That was pretty good.
Sometimes I think I just dream these things. Anyway, what do we got? Nevada, Iowa, Robbie.
All right. So the total's a 39.5. Now, look, you could go both bets on this, but I don't like. There's so many locks. I'm not gonna bore you with two bets. Now it feels too easy to take Nevada plus the 24. It feels like it's a trap waiting to happen. But we know the one thing we got this under trade rocking. You know Iowa's defense is gonna shut them out. They got the FBS's worst quarterback, Spencer Petras, and they already said he's going to start this game. He's horrible. He's been under 50% passing both games. Now I know what you're thinking. Nevada, they gave up 55 points to Incarnate Word. But you have Iowa who scored 7 points in back-to-back games. And if you combine the totals of the first two Iowa games, they still both totals combined are still under this 39.5. So you got to ride the under train. If Iowa's offense explodes, it's 29-0, and you're good. Give me the under. It's 39.5.
Game Boy 305 says that's exactly what I was thinking. That's right. Number four, Robbie.
All right. Late night action, 10:30 on Fox. Fresno State at USC. USC is an 11.5-point favorite. It came down from 12, which I'm throwing three groupers at.
That's tasty.
USC has been pummeling people. They've covered both of their games very easily, so I'm like doing some Google search. Caleb Williams, is he all right? Nope, nothing on the injury report. All right. Jordan Addison, is he all right? Nope, nothing on the injury report. So, like, why is USC this favorite so low? They're such a low favorite. I know they're giving Fresno State's quarterback, Jacob Horner, a lot of respect, but, I mean, they're going on the road. USC is just straight up balling right now. Jordan Addison's had four touchdowns through two games. Only 11.5. Give me USC all day.
All right, there you go. Number five, Robbie.
All right, how about a little NFL football?
Okay, let's do it.
Patriots at Steelers. Patriots! 2-point road favorites here. This is just a tremendous amount of the Vegas just has too much respect for Bill Belichick. That's really all this is. But we saw them last week. Their Patriots are horrible. They're a mess offensively. They got a defensive coordinator calling plays, and now you got Mac Jones with this bad back, and he was sick, missed practice yesterday because of this illness. And I know T.J. Watt is not playing for Pittsburgh, but they're still going to get a lot of pressure. They still lead the league in sacks basically every year, and Brian Flores.
Yeah, what do you think about Brian Flores got the matchup against Belichick?
Yeah, Brian Flores is on that coaching staff, and he, like Tua, knows how to beat the Patriots. And Leroy,
that's true.
Home dog, 3 points or less. What do you do?
Take the home team.
That's right. Give me the Steelers.
Oh. All right. Number six, Robbie.
All right. Now, Dolphins at Ravens. Ravens are 3.5-point favorites in this game. Now, this game really has nothing to do about the Dolphins or two or whatnot. Maybe a little bit, but this is more about the Ravens. This is more about contract year Lamar Jackson. He's last week against the Jets, he was showing some blacksmithing ability. No Hollywood Brown, no problem. I'll hit Devin Duvernay for 2 touchdowns. I'll hit a bomb to Rashad Bateman for a touchdown. That was the Jets. We'll see. But Lamar Jackson is on a mission. And on top of that, you got a revenge game for Lamar Jackson after what the Dolphins did to him last year.
Ruined the homecoming.
Yep. And I looked at but prior to last year, the Ravens historically killed the Dolphins. And now they're in Baltimore. You got all the things working against them. And not to mention, you got Road 2-2. We know he couldn't handle the Deshaun Watson. Road 2
He practiced in Maryland, though, this year. This was his cold weather experience over the offseason. He said he went to Maryland.
It's not cold.
But that's what he said. He said in May, I wanted to go play with my brother.
Yeah, you know what? His brother's probably going to be at the game too. Who knows?
I think Maryland's at home, and I think that somebody asked, because I know somebody asked him this week, "Are you going to go watch your brother play?"
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The brother might watch the older brother play. He'll probably be in the stands watching Tua. But look, we know he couldn't handle the Deshaun Watson trade rumors, and now these Lamar Jackson rumors, and now Lamar Jackson is playing against him. I feel like it's not gonna be right for him. But anyways, it's gonna be more about Lamar Jackson. Lay the 3.5 with the Ravens.
All right, and number seven, Robbie.
All right, this is supposed to be a monster on Saturday. Now it's just like a less intimidating monster, like a Mike Wazowski. But you got Miami at Texas A&M. Texas A&M, 6-point favorite. The game has lost all of its juice.
It really has.
Like, yeah. Appalachian
feels like an apricot.
The Appalachian State came in and stole our thunder.
Yep. It's a real prune.
It's almost like a Big Daddy. We wasted the good surprise on you.
Of course you would quote Adam Sandler.
A&M would have been like a 9 or 10 point favorite had they won, and that was the early look ahead line that A&M was going to be a 9 or 10 point favorite. Game day was supposed to be there. Yep. We know what happened. Yep. Now the Miami Hurricanes, they're not going to have Xavier Restrepo, but at the same time, the Aggies, they really don't have a quarterback. Who's it going to be?
No, they do not.
Is it going to be Haynes King, who not only was horrible last week, but in the first half against Sam Houston, he was 10 of 19 passing. Or they could go to the LSU transfer, Max Johnson. That's Mark Richt's nephew, Brad Johnson's kid, lefty. He wasn't really that good at LSU either. Look, TVD's blacksmithing is going to be put to the test. He lost his best receivers from last year, and now he's down Restrepo. But I feel like the second half last year, they were asleep in the first half against Southern Miss, and then they got that second half cafecito, and they turned it on in the second half. At the end of the day, it's going to come down to quarterback play. And the Canes got a quarterback, and they don't. You're getting 6 points. Give me the Canes.
You think it's irresponsible for Mark Crisball to just walk around with the little cups around the locker room? Just hands it out. Wake up, everybody. We're going to run it down their throats. Robbie. Yeah, go ahead, man.
No, so you know the game still would have been close in the second half if Manny Diaz was the coach.
Oh, definitely. Definitely,
Robbie, dude. I have a 305 parlay. Money line, Dolphins, Canes.
Ooh, that's not a bad. That's. I mean, I don't have the Ravens covering the 3.5, but if that hits, that's good.
What did you think last night? Oh, we wanted to ask you this, Robbie. Last night, the Herbert. Who did you have last night? Did Herbert hit you with the backdoor cover, or did he come through for you?
No. Herbert did come through with the backdoor. Come through with the backdoor cover, but probably should have. Could have. He probably won the game outright. Made that bad, really bad pick six.
Really bad pick six. That was awful. It really was. It really was. All right, man. Enjoy the games this weekend. Enjoy the action. And we will talk to you next week.
Nice.
There you go. That is Robbie the Degenerate. And when we come back, Sean Payton, he believes Tua's not going to make it through the year as the Dolphins starting quarterback. Bring you that next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball
your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Round town and hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Witness.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Football Friday. You guys can text the show at 786-360-0790. You guys can also call us there if you guys have any thoughts on the weekend, the games, what you guys got going on, big weekend, Canes and Dolphins. You guys can get us on Twitch, twitch.tv/790. The Ticket is where you guys can catch the show there. We got a little "You Did to Me" coming up later on in today's program. Also give you our official game predictions. Going into this game against the Ravens, Leroy, big questions surrounding the Dolphins are on the tackles, because Teron Armstead did not practice on Wednesday. He was limited yesterday with a toe. So that's a good sign that Armstead is on his way back.
Toes are no joke.
Is that what they say? Toes are no joke?
No, they just aren't.
No joke. No joke toes.
Because you got to jam your feet up in some shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes it feels like hammer time. Like, boom, 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 boom. It hurts. Toes are no joke.
Everybody practiced yesterday except for, or it was at least limited in practice yesterday, except for Austin Jackson. So it's looking like Austin Jackson's probably not going to play. And then Seathan Carter, he had the concussion during the game on that special teams play, so he's in protocols right now. I doubt that he'll make it out there.
Seathan,
yeah. What? That's how you say his name, I think.
No.
I always thought it was just Keithan Carter, but same. Everybody says Seathan.
Yeah,
so
I don't like that.
I think I'm wrong. As far as the Ravens are concerned, J.K. Dobbins was a full participant in practice, so he's on the mend on the way back. But it's possible because they had Kenyon Drake as their running back last week.
Ooh.
So.
Revenge game?
It could be. But it also, maybe he's not the starter this week. Maybe J.K. comes back. They're also awaiting the return of Marcus Peters because they just lost the cornerback last week and Juwan James. So they're dealing with a bunch of injuries going into this one. Mike McDaniel, Leroy, a run game guru is what they say. He gave his evaluation of the Dolphins' rushing attack this last week. Coaching. Run game.
General is not to have a ton of yards rushing every week. It's to have productive offense and to take advantage of what the defense is giving you. So I think there will be games with that type of effort. There will be games that against a different nucleus of run defenders, we may have more yards rushing. If people overcommit to stopping it, we have to make them pay. That's just offense in general to me. So I'm not as result oriented. I saw guys finishing, guys knew who they're going to. And as always, as there is every game, there's some technique stuff to improve on. But I did think that we started running the ball later in the game better. And that's kind of when they knew we were going to run it. So I was encouraged by that.
What do you think about that, Leroy? Because you were doing gibberish fingers, but then all of a sudden you took them away. So did something intrigue you that he said?
I took them away. It was just he almost got them back because he kept rambling. But
he doesn't know how to land the plane.
He doesn't know. No, he can take off with the best of them.
It's like Mike McDaniel takes off, does some loop-de-loops, and then he's like,
some air tricks.
Yeah.
And then he's like, he's trying to land a jet with like a helicopter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he just stops. He made some valid points. I like the fact that he's basically saying, yeah, he wants to run the ball, but he's not going to force it.
Right.
He's going to take what the defense gives him. And he deems that to be good offense, which I agree with. So I can't.
All right. Leroy agrees. I like this. I like that he's
like, it's something to have here. It's something to have only 50 yards rushing when your team throws for 400. Right? It's another thing to have 50 yards when your team is, or your quarterback is 10 for 25.
Yeah.
And that's usually the most success you're having. So I like hearing the way he said it, and that, no, we're game planning and we would like to run the ball, but if they go out of their way to stop it, we need to have other options.
So Sean Payton, who was the Saints coach for a very long time, he was rumored to be the Dolphins head coach.
Oh, no, he's going to coach. He's going to coach Dallas next year.
Oh, he's definitely going to coach Dallas next year. But at one point was rumored he was going to be the Dolphins head coach with Tom Brady. He was on the herd. He's working for Fox right now. And he was on Colin Cowherd's show and said that he has seen teams that he thinks will use multiple quarterbacks this year. He doesn't deem them having a set quarterback position. And he does not believe that Tua Tagovailoa is going to get this through this year, the entire season, as the Miami Dolphins starting quarterback. Not having to do with injury. He doesn't believe that he's going to get injured. He just believes that at some point the Dolphins will make a quarterback change. Here is Sean Payton.
I think at some point we'll see Tua in Miami. I think at some point, and they played well yesterday with Tua, but Teddy Bridgewater, I've had before, he's an outstanding player. And I think that's one of the unique things this year. I counted eight teams where I believe we're going to see multiple quarterbacks play, not relative to injury, but just a controversy, if you will.
So he thinks that at some point, Teddy Bridgewater is going to take over for Tua Tagovailoa. Now, he does love Teddy Bridgewater. He had Teddy Bridgewater. But I got to tell you,
Teddy Bridgewater wasn't good enough for them to keep him.
That's true. He wasn't. And also, I watched Teddy Bridgewater in camp this year. And I watched Tua Tagovailoa in camp. Not to be boots on the ground guy. I didn't think it was particularly close. I thought he was the third best quarterback on the team because I thought Skyler's the Limit was even better than him.
Ooh-wee.
So I don't know what the hell Sean. Now, Sean Payton, I don't expect Sean Payton to know who Skyler Thompson is, but I just think that, is that Sean Payton being given a nod to his guy, or does he just genuinely think Tua sucks and so anybody's better to replace him?
A little bit of both. If you have high regard for the guy backing up the quarterback, then you can lean that way because you think that that option may be better.
Because I got to be honest with you, I'm listening to these people this week. I'm listening to Sean Payton, and I'm listening to Ryan Fitzpatrick, and I think I got a couple of guys shopping in the produce aisle. Bunch of sour grapes, if you ask me, dude. Sour grapes.
It does seem that, and let's be clear, a quarterback who is very limited himself, right? Talking about Tua not taking chances, when one of the reasons why you couldn't stay in that role is because you took too many chances and threw too many picks. Seems odd. And for a coach, I don't care how much you love a quarterback or love a player, to suggest without knowing anything other than what Teddy Bridgewater did with the Saints, to think that at some point your guy will become the best option means that you haven't seen any camp. You haven't seen what Teddy Bridgewater looks here.
And he also look, if he was going to be the Dolphins head coach, it seemed like it was going to be a pairing with Tom Brady. It doesn't seem like Sean Payton would have come here to be the coach of Tua Tagovailoa. That's why the whole deal blew up. Well, also the Brian Flores lawsuit.
Which is crazy because guess what? How do you know that he didn't want Dante Culpepper over Drew Brees?
You mean Sean Payton?
Yeah, back in the day.
So you're saying that because
they ended up with Drew Brees.
Okay, I get you. So he got lucky.
You see what I'm saying?
What you're saying is he's a fraud. He's a luck. I agree with you. Sean Payton got a lucky bounce. Fraud, if you ask me.
Point for Leroy.
Let's be clear. Sometimes the greatest football moves come by luck. Ask New England.
True.
Okay, ask New Orleans. Hell, you can ask the Dolphins. Because there ain't no way in hell Dan Marino should have been a 20-something pick in the draft.
Happy belated birthday to Dan the Man, by the way.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So it happens. It happens. I got to tell you, last night, the Chargers were just going to take the other guy.
You think Sean Payton was, Drew Brees, when he talks to Tua, he goes, don't listen to that. Sean Payton is a real quack, you know, real know-it-all. I saved him.
No, I think Drew Brees is going to be a little short of criticism.
Correct me if I'm wrong with this so-called genius.
Oh, boy.
Which we've seen a lot of those lately. A lot of so-called geniuses. Belichick, fraud. Sean Payton, fraud.
A guy who won six Super Bowls can't be fraud.
Fraud.
Can't be.
Nope, fraud.
You're saying a six-time Super Bowl winning coach is a fraud.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Jet up. Tua Tagovailoa. I can't see because I'm not the biggest guy out there. With a dot, dot, dot. Completely acknowledging we're taking it out of context. You rat bastard, Greenberg. Greeny. Tannenbaum. Your whole crew up there.
He's got the attention span of a churro.
Idiot. Anyway, the point is, this fake guru, Sean Payton, bum. How about
he's
this?
Not a fake. No, not a fake.
He's a fake guru. Correct me if I'm wrong. You can correct me if I'm wrong. But wasn't I told last year? I was told this. Were you told this? Because I was told this. That Taysom Hill was going to be a franchise quarterback? Because I was told that after Drew Brees retired. That Sean Payton could make this guy a quote-unquote franchise quarterback. And where is he now? Big Taysom Hill. Not playing QB, I'll tell you that much. Idiot.
You done.
What? I'm just saying, dude. Like, mean what you say, say what you mean. That's all. That's just what it is.
You know how many times a day you say that's not what I meant?
No, I'm as legit as it gets, baby. I always say what I mean what I say. You know?
Wow.
What?
All right.
You don't agree?
Well, you're kind of speaking blasphemous by saying these guys aren't good coaches.
Well, I just think that they're a little past their prime. And correct me if I'm wrong.
Six championships means you're never outside your prime.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Leroy. But did Tua Tagovailoa not whoop Sean Payton's ass last year on Monday Night Football? I believe he did. Now, I think they had some dude named Book playing quarterback for them.
Well, you know.
Nevertheless.
Well, not my business.
Nevertheless, Tua Tagovailoa. Winner. Seems, you know, it's interesting. You see all these genius coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Tua just seems to get wins. Hmm. It's crazy.
Maybe that's his superpower, right?
You know?
Doesn't have a rocket arm. He has winning abilities.
Yeah, he's just Al Davis, dude. Just win, baby.
Just win.
Just win, baby.
Yeah.
Can't be Al Davis.
Dead?
Yeah. Oof.
Wow.
Too soon.
Huh. What do you think they're saying on this jet up today? You know, look at this. Graziano.
Yeah, he's a little quarterback. Yeah, and he was a Fitzpatrick shirt yesterday. Oompa, loompa, tupa di tua.
Hey.
I got another thrower for you.
That was pretty good.
Hate these guys. I hate Jet Up. Waste of my time. Why do we have this on here?
Is that Kelly Clarkson?
That's not nice.
What?
Sorry.
How do we go from Jet Up to Kelly Clarkson?
Just don't know who that
is. Don't worry about
Let's
it.
Let's just move on.
Take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines. Thursday Night Football. A real piss whistle last night.
Oh, no, it's not. So what? Okay. You know what?
Hold on. I'm pulling it up on Google.
It's not.
Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.